Commission, if I can get your attention, we are being live streamed, just letting y'all know. I am also recording and it will go on the website. When you start to speak, if you will remember to push your mic button, that's how the live stream hears us. If we don't hit that mic button, they won't hear us. And we're waiting on Nia, but I think we're just going to go on. I'm sure she's probably just delayed from the construction out front. But if y'all can go around, introduce yourselves, and we'll start on the agenda.
You'll start with me?
Yes, please.
Okay, let's see if I work this way. Is that working?
Yep.
Morning, everybody. My name is Chuck Banks. I'm a lawyer here in Little Rock and have had one term of service, and that doesn't mean anything other than I've had one season before you at this, and I welcome you all here as well as our guests, and thank you for letting me share that.
Tommy May, and I'm from Pine Bluff. I'm a former banker, and I'm still a little bit involved in foundation work and so forth.
I'm Nathan Evers. I go by Nate. I'm from El Dorado, retired CPA as of April the 15th, and proud to have served in that profession for 45 years, and good to be here.
Philip Fletcher, Bentonville, Arkansas, general contractor and part-time cattle rancher. Happy to see everybody here today.
I'm Jonathan Rogers. I'm from North Little Rock, Arkansas. I'm an electrical contractor. Arnold and Blevins Electric is the name of our business. We have offices here in the Northwest, so this is my first day here, but glad to be serving and good to see everybody. Thanks.
Good morning. I'm Jan Zimmerman. I'm from Little Rock, and I am involved in many boards and commissions in Arkansas, so it's a pleasure to be here today and meet all of you, and thank you guys for coming, and I look forward to serving with you all.
My name is Annabelle Imbertuck. I'm a retired Supreme Court Justice, and I am now currently a public service fellow and jurist in residence at the Bowen School of Law. So I'm very honored to be here to serve and the state again, and I'm looking forward to this process, and I will be watching and learning and observing, since this is my first time ever doing this, and I appreciate the interest of those who have come to witness this process.
You want me to proceed forward with it?
Yes.
Okay. We're going to go ahead, ladies and gentlemen, and then when we finish this part, we'll recognize our folks who've been here, the judges and justices, for general comments. The first item of business, as it was before, is the commissioners now vote for a chairperson to lead the committee. So I'm assuming also that we'll, as before, we'll follow the Robert's Rules of Order, and the floor is now open for nominations for chair of this commission. The Arkansas Independent Citizens Commission is in session.
This is Annabelle Imbertuck. I nominate Mr. Chuck Banks as chair.
Jan Zimmerman, second. Nomination for Mr. Chuck Banks as chairman of our commission.
Are there any other nominations? Then the chair is open for a vote. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Well, thank you. That went just the way I hoped it would. No, I'm making light of this. This is an honor, and it's not really, as we learned before, it's not as easy a position as one would think. As we go through the day, this is an organizational meeting. It is not our intent other than to do something that strikes me as out of order and vote on what our stipend will be for service. We're all volunteers, but we're going to learn today who each other is. We're going to learn generally about what the mission statement is by the Constitution for this commission. And along the way, you'll start to see, if you don't already know, why your expertise and experience and wisdom as a citizen of the state has been called upon by the different sponsor. Each of you has been sponsored by either the governor, the chief justice of the Supreme Court, president pro temp of the Senate, speaker of the House, two for each one of those. Pro temp has two appointments, and the Speaker of the House, two appointments, the Chief Justice, one, and the Governor, two appointments. So that's the basic format of how we begin. Again, this is just an organization meeting. And by the way, to echo what Justice Ember Tuck has said, I'm honored to be here. And I hope if there's, this is the only speech, so to speak, that I will try to make to you this morning. And you'll learn from dealing with me that I try my best. What I say comes from the heart. It's not necessarily from the head, because I'm proud to be here. This is an important job. This is a real significant step by the citizens of this state to pass this constitutional amendment to permit independent citizens to come and participate at a level of serious significance in setting salaries of constitutional officers, justices of the court, prosecuting attorney, and member of the legislature. Our mission statement, you'll learn, is not necessarily to come here to increase, nor come here to decrease. We'll get a lot of information from the Department of Finance and Administration about the current state of financial well-being of the citizens of Arkansas and any other information that you will request. So you're not here just to be an observer. And I hope you'll find from this experience that in spite of the naysayers that oftentimes fill the air with our democracy is broken, everybody's up here doing something that's self-serving or worse, and people that serve in high offices are not really worthy of respect, you're going to learn, I think, very differently. And you're going to see what makes this system run and what a great thing we have in this country called democracy. So thank you. Now, this is what I always consider out of order for some reason, but the next item is, and as I've told you, Ms. Jenkins runs the show, so I have to go along with the agenda. And we now will vote on your stipend or the pay you're going to receive for one day service. And we don't, they don't get, do they get mileage?
No, sir.
Just this
just
set the sum.
Stipend up
the
to
set
$85.
Sum is $85 for one day service. We will, I can't imagine we would be here 2 days. It's like today's meeting. I've already said to you that an hour and a half would be a long meeting, and usually will be, unless there are a lot as we go along for other business meetings. There may be testimony and presentations made that would take us longer than an hour and a half, but I've never seen us be here for more than a half day, world. So let me, having said that, let me be quiet, and you now have the floor is open to confirm or deny a voluntary business meeting pay of $85 per day. Floor is open to discussion, since you know what the sum is already set by law, so it's just whether or not we do it, and it usually doesn't take a lot of discussion.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we approve the stipend that is now being paid, has been paid in the past.
A second.
Is it appropriate to ask a question?
Sure.
At this point,
I don't know if I answered, but you can ask.
Is it mandatory that we receive such a stipend?
I think
I prefer
it is.
Not.
Yes.
No, ma'am.
Huh?
No, it is not
it's
mandatory.
Not?
If you choose not to be paid, then that's fine.
Okay. I would choose not to be paid, personally. Likewise.
Likewise for me.
Likewise for me.
I'm fine with it.
Likewise.
Nice votes, I concur.
So do we need to make another motion?
No, ma'am. I'll just tell accounting that y'all can do it.
Thank you.
So we don't have to fill out all this paperwork?
If you don't wish to be paid, no, I don't believe you do.
Good.
Thank you.
Okay.
Is there anybody that wants to be paid?
I'm sorry?
Does anybody want to be paid?
No, it was unanimous vote.
Okay.
Okay. Nia Mayfus is the Attorney General designate lawyer that sits on this commission. I know she had intended to be here, and she would have made a short presentation about the general overview of freedom of information or other matters pertaining to us. I don't know that I'm qualified to make that presentation and get it exactly right. So we'll let her do that at the next meeting unless she comes in here before we adjourn. Is that good with everyone?
Yes.
I think I can summarize this part of it for you. Discussions between each other in private that invades the province of the issue that is before this body or is about to be before this body is not, I think, consistent with Freedom of Information Act. So we're, everything that's said in here, all discussions, all presentations, all arguments, you know, we're not going to all agree before this is over with, I can assure you, about different issues that may come up. But it's all on record, and that's what we want, is full transparency for the public and our fellow citizens to see what's going on up here. So I encourage you, don't we can talk all you want to up here, but let's keep it on the record. That's the main item of that. Now, let's see. We don't have a meeting set next, but I think as a matter of housekeeping, let us go ahead and look at this. We're going to have, we have, hold on, where did that letter go? We have a letter here that was sent on May the 3rd that was now been distributed to each of you. It's from the Arkansas District Judges, and they state in the letter that they respectfully request that the State District Court judges be afforded the same pay raise as all state employees. We believe it would be appropriate for the State District Judges' salary increases to mirror those of state employees. Thank you for your hard work on behalf of Arkansans, Jeff Harper, President. So, we have an item of substance for business, and as I told you before we start voting on anything that affects an increase or decrease in someone's salaries or benefits that are in the designated categories, that we're going to have information presented to us. We also have a housekeeping matter that involves the number of people that are going to be out of state and unavailable from this commission, as well as the support staff for almost the whole month of June, down the last 3 or 4 days. So let's, the floor's open for discussions about setting our next official business meeting after the 4th of July, in the month of July. And that'll give us sufficient time to set up Dr. Sheldon and some others from DFMA that will come over and make some presentations to us. Anybody, just don't be shy, just pick a date or two, and actually we want 2 dates, I think Ms. Jenkins said.
Yeah, just so I can give Dr. Sheldon a choice.
Okay.
What would be better for him.
So, are there certain days of the week that you would prefer, or that we would prefer?
That's up to y'all. If y'all prefer earlier in the week or later, that's up to y'all. Yeah,
I just didn't know if there were certain conflicting dates.
I haven't been given any. Of course, whether or not this room is available, mm-hmm. They will let me know when I let them know the date. So,
if this is any guidance, we found that Tuesday through Thursday were usually the most meaningful dates to get some business done. Most people were having difficulty with Mondays and Fridays.
Yeah.
And we ended up meeting a lot on Tuesdays.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
July 10th and July 24th are both Wednesdays, so either one of those would be fine for me.
July what, 10th?
10th.
That's
and 24th.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, so the next meeting, as I understand it, would be to have Mr. Shulman give us a presentation based on what the revenues are currently, although the fiscal year ends, what, the end of July, is that right?
First.
So,
First
of July. Okay, so we'd have all the new numbers and the reflection of the new internet sales tax revenue into the budget.
That's correct.
Okay, thank you.
So the dates that are proposed are July the 10th and what?
24th, but based on what you just said, maybe the 24th would be better given end of the month, give them more time to get us that information.
I agree with that because I think that's going to be a lot of information gathering.
Good for me, I will be traveling the 9th through the 23rd of July, but I would be available either the 24th or the 31st.
Okay.
24th works best for me earlier that month, I guess. For me.
But you want two dates, right?
If we
she
can
give one.
Dr.
Yeah, two,
a choice than that, but I mean, we don't have to pick 2 days.
Okay, I'm 24th is fine for me as well as the 31st.
31st would be fine for me also.
Both are fine for me.
Yes,
31st so,
is fine.
Nathan?
Yes.
Mr. Everett, will this cause you great inconvenience to be here on the morning of the 24th since you're traveling?
That probably will depend on what time I get back from Alaska on the 23rd. 24th, I should be able to be here, but the 31st would certainly be better for me.
I'm a little bit, do you think it's hard to push it back to the last week in July? What about, I'm gonna mess this up, but, what about, would everybody be able to make, if you make it on the 24th, could you make it on the morning, Thursday the 25th? Can
yes.
you handle that?
Yes, sir.
25th and 31st, is that right? Okay. All right, there we go. Is there any objection to that now? Don't hold your comments. All right.
So it'll be at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock. Unless that's pushing people too hard, we can do it at 10 if out of town folks. Most people out there in the country where you are, they want you to be right. All right. Now, let's just do this if we could. You have a resolution. You see what we did on our last session here. That's been resolved. So you see the salaries that we set. We've gone through all the items of the agenda, including we, by unanimous vote, agreed to follow Robert's Rules of Order. Now, we have friends and fellow citizens and...
Mr.
Gray. Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry, Mr. Chairman, you mentioned that jokingly, but as far as the time, I can get here any time for my love, but for y'all, coming for a greater distance, would you prefer a different time?
10 o'clock would work better for me because I'm coming from Bentonville.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Likewise, since I'm coming from El Dorado, I came up last night and I could always come the night before and spend the night, but yeah. 10 would be better for me.
Yeah. Mr. Chairman, then I think that if it's not a problem for anybody, we ought to work to accommodate those that are coming from.
Anybody that opposes 10 o'clock passed by unanimous consent. All right, 10 o'clock it is. Now, let's go to the ladies and gentlemen that are here that have business before this commission and remember, we're not voting on anything today. We're not even in a position to do so today because the Constitution mandates we have to receive this information before we do anything like that. So, you're welcome. I see the Chief Justice of the Arkansas Supreme Court. Chief, I'm not going to get up. Don't get upset.
Yeah, don't worry about that. Thank you, Chairman. Appreciate this opportunity to present you with the request from the Supreme Court for your consideration at the meetings whenever you take substance of. Short letter.
I think some are still reading it. Let them finish this time.
You received a letter this morning from Judge John Fulton, who's president of the Arkansas Judicial Council, who's making a request for 3% cost of living adjustment for all members of the Arkansas Judiciary. And on behalf of the Supreme Court, we would join in that request as well as the additional request that's contained in paragraph 2. I believe it's self-explanatory. And if you need any additional information for you consider this at your next meeting, I'd be glad to provide any information or answer any questions any of the commissioners has on that. So there's nothing further, right? I'll excuse myself. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Are there other, in fact, since we were doing this in a short time, is there anybody else, judge or otherwise, that's here that wishes to make any comments you want to make this morning about business that you want to come before the commission?
Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Yes, sir.
My name is Ed Paulson. I am here on behalf of the Arkansas Judicial Council Board of Directors. I have a letter from Judge Fogelman, as president of that commission, from our board, requesting a 3% salary increase for the members of the circuit bench, Board of Appeals and the Supreme Court. I'd like to pass that to everybody if I could, and be happy to. Indicated the board has met on several occasions and have agreed and voted on behalf of the membership to make this request to this commission. I'd be happy to try to answer any questions you may have at this point.
I should have asked this question of the chief too, but Is there a way we can, because I noticed it referred in the Supreme Court letter, is there a way that we can get access to the National Center on State Courts information, either Marty or the chief, so we can see which states we're talking about and what the actual figures are?
I don't want to put words in Marty's mouth, but he's indicated in our meetings that that information is available from the AOC.
Okay, thank you very much.
We should write that for the commission.
Any other questions? Thank you, Justice. Okay.
Mr. Chair, may I stand aside?
Yes, please. Thank you. I'm sorry. Ladies and gentlemen, I would appreciate it if you do this, but I'm never been one that loves to be asked to stand up or whatever. If you just go down the row and just tell us your name and your position, and just by way of hello, glad to have you here, and if you have something you want to address either today or later when we meet again, that's fine. Start with the back row there.
Kevin Brown, Court Appeals from Pine Bluff.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning. I'm Mike Murphy, also from the Arkansas Court Appeals, and good morning and thank you for your service.
Good morning. I'm Raymond Abramson, Judge on the Arkansas Court Appeals. I'm from Holly Grove, Arkansas. Glad to be here with you today.
I'm Wiley Branton, Jr. I'm a circuit judge from Pulaski and Perry County, also from Pine Bluff. And I am the immediate past president of the Arkansas Judicial Council.
Larry Ball, Arkansas Court of Appeals from Little Rock.
Mark Clavenbach, Court of Appeals from Fordyce.
Good morning. Mark Ledger, State District Court, District 31, Little Rock.
I'm Kate Palmer, the Deputy Director of the Arkansas District Judges Council, and I'm from Hot Springs, formerly.
Good morning, Kevin Liang, counsel for the auditor. I'm originally from Connecticut, but I've been in Arkansas for the past 9 years. So.
I'm John Davidson with the State Board of Election Commissioners. We produced the Runner for Public Office Handbook, which lists judges' salaries in there. Bob McMinion, I'm the prosecutor coordinator. I represent the Prosecutor Attorneys Association for the commission.
I'm Marty Sullivan. I'm the director of the Administrative Office of Courts.
Dan Kemp, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Arkansas from Mountain View.
I'm Ed Clausen. I'm the circuit judge from Faulkner County, 20th Judicial District. I'm also the president-elect of the Arkansas Judicial Council.
I'm Bart Burden. I'm the Morrilton, Arkansas judge of the Arkansas Court of Appeals.
I'm Valerie Denton, Chief Staff Attorney of the Arkansas Court of Appeals.
Reedy Gruber, I'm the Chief Judge of the Arkansas Court of Appeals, and I'm glad to have all my colleagues, or most of my colleagues, here with me today. And certainly we want to participate in any review of salaries of judges across the region, whatever, and hopefully be an active participant. And I want to say I'm from North Little Rock, born and raised there, and I'm just very happy to have each of you serving and committing your time and willingness to serve the state of Arkansas.
My name is Philip Whitaker. I'm on the Arkansas Court of Appeals. I live in Cabot. Thank you so much for your service.
I'm Leonard Field. I'm a state capitol reporter for the Arkansas Democratic Gazette.
My good friend, former senator, say hi to these folks.
Yeah. Well, state rep, former senator. Roy Ragland, Chief of Staff for the House of Representatives.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for your attendance, and we look forward to working with you. We have one last item of business. I almost forgot. Ms. Jenkins has advised we need to, as a matter of law, pass this motion formally of not taking the salary. So I'm going to reopen that, and that we have approved by previous unanimous decision. And once again, I ask you, are there any nay votes to the unanimous decision not to accept the daily salary of $84? If there are none, then this motion passes by consent and unanimous. If there's nothing else. Has anybody else got any housekeeping questions, questions in general that you thought we covered today, or anything like that here from the commissioners that we should address today?
I don't necessarily think we should address it today, but at future meetings, you know, I'm used to a bank budget, and when we're talking about increases, I guess we will be able to see what in when past increases were.
Oh, yes.
And also the point that you made about some comparables that we could look at just to make sure that we know exactly what is other folks are doing. And and I guess, you know, I always I assume then we will have some kind of guidance relative to the state budget.
Yes.
What is allowed, you know, what is allowed. I mean,
everybody understands the question?
Yeah, that was going to be my similar question. That was being my first figure is, you know, since we're all here, talking about kind of what the past has been and what the raises have been recently and the last years and so on and so forth. So I'm sure we can get that information.
You're going to get as much information as you, you're going to get more information than you hope to receive, I promise you, unless there's something different, but we will. As I understand, the Constitution requires us to go through this information before you make a vote on anything. And if we don't get enough and you want more from a different source, we'll get that. We're not going to make any decision unless we feel like we are properly advised, including by those who are going to provide us all type of information of comparable states, comparable positions. It will be very precise. If there's no other business, thank you all for your attendance, and we look forward to seeing you at 10 o'clock on the 24th of July.
25th.
I'm sorry. I knew I meant. All right. 25th. You got it. Anything else? We're adjourned.
Everything else is perfect. Have the day. Thank you. Thank you.
Hey,
he tried to demote me to a senator.
Well, you were a senator. You always will be my senator.
I'll be off the chair. Okay.
Well, good.
I'll probably talk Chad for you.
I feel that's not going to happen. You can throw it away.
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm also friends with Mary Ann Talbot.
Good seeing you all.
He's also in real estate development.
I do. Yeah, it is.
And
I work with Mary Ann. Very nice. Yeah, Jim's having a
good time, isn't he? I'm actually
crazy. Oh, they are? You take me?
You're welcome.
I run by your place.